AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The White House's pause on federal grants and loans is taking effect right now as the Trump administration begins a review of its spending. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the Trump administration will be good stewards of public money.
It means no more funding for illegal DEI programs. It means no more funding for the Green New scam that has cost American taxpayers tens of billions of dollars. It means no more funding for transgenderism and wokeness across our federal bureaucracy and agencies.
The funding freeze could affect trillions of dollars. Democratic attorneys general have announced a lawsuit asking a federal judge to block the president's moves. President Trump's ban on transgender troops will face a legal challenge.
Advocacy groups are ready to file the first suit challenging President Trump's order for the Pentagon to revise its policy on transgender troops. The order likely sets up a ban on transgender service.
We will get transgender ideology the hell out of our military. It's going to be gone.
The president tried to do that in his first term. The same legal team challenging this action fought it then, tying it up in courts before President Biden scrapped the ban.
What I'm doing is enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform.
The National Center for Lesbian Rights and GLAAD Law are challenging the Trump order in federal court, arguing, among other things, it violates equal protection. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
It's a waiting game for many Southern California residents. In some cases, they have been waiting for hours in their cars to get permission to return to their neighborhoods devastated by the Palisades fire. Vehicles were lined up along the Pacific Coast Highway today after all the evacuation orders were lifted. Tech stocks rebounded today on Wall Street, winning back some of yesterday's losses. This is AP News. An explosion has forced a crew to abandon a Hong Kong-flagged container ship in the Red Sea.
A container ship crew had to abandon their vessel when an explosion struck it as it was traveling north through the Red Sea. The Hong Kong-flagged ship was drifting and ablaze off the coast of Hodeidah, a port city in Yemen held by the country's Houthi rebels. The Red Sea corridor, a crucial route for energy shipments and cargo moving between Asia and Europe, has repeatedly been targeted by Houthi rebel attacks. However, rebels recently said they'd limit attacks following a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Michigan Democratic Senator Gary Peters will not run for re-election next year, opening a key Senate seat in 2026. Democrats will be forced to defend an open seat in the battleground state for the second straight election cycle. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.